There you go. I am free, and free indeed. Okay, so it went when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned. For many days I fasted and prayed before God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who kept your covenant and mercy with those who love you. The covenant of mercy of those who love you and observe your commandments. Please, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servants, us, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of your children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinance which you command your servants Moses. Verse 8, remember, I pray that the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you will cast out to the farthest part of heaven, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Now, these are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by the great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants, who desire to fear your name and let your servants prosper this day. I pray and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. He wept. He cried. He's begging, asking God to hear us. This is a man that believes in the Lord. This is a man that's talking about Christians, servants that believe in him. But he's also asking that he listens. Now, God will listen to our prayers. There's many times we pray and we don't get answers. And we wonder why. God, are you listening? He is listening. But he's testing. He's testing you. How many times are you going to pray? Someone once said, pray once and then thank him the rest of the time. Which, you know, that sounds good. But I like to continue praying till I see God's answer. I like to see when, okay, you know, and I'll keep praising him for his will to be done. I pray for a miracle in my wife's life. Jim's a witness to this. God gave my wife 14 more months bedridden and in a wheelchair, and the honor for me as a husband to bathe her, to wash her hair, to change her diaper. What an honor. And I learned how to paint toenails. I learned how to paint fingernails. You know, what an honor. Don't ever be shy if your wife tells you, hey honey, can you paint my toenails? You know, I used to always say, you know, you guys aren't shy when you take your clothes off in front of each other, but when she asks you to do something, oh, I don't want to wash your feet, you know? You know, sometimes those are the best times when you're just doing that for your wife. Don't wait till she's ill to do those things that your wife is expecting from you as a husband. And not to get off the subject of prayer, but how many times have you guys ever, or how many times a day do you tell your wife you love her? How many times a day do you actually say, you look beautiful, and deep inside you know she has no makeup on, and you know she's been cleaning the house all day, but you told her something like that? How many times have you got next to your bed on your knees with your wife, and prayed with all your heart. And sometimes we wonder why our prayers aren't being answered. And we got the one that we love the most laying right next to us, cooking our meals, washing our clothes, and we're not praying with them. Like that book says, the power of a praying husband. You are the head of the household. You are responsible for her. You know, there's nowhere in the Bible that says she has to love you. Nowhere. The Bible says we as men have to love her as Christ loved the church. It says she needs to respect us. But it don't say she has to love us. But we know as long as our women, our wives respect us, there's love. You do something good for her, what do you get? You get your favorite meal cooked. Maybe she says, buy you some Dodger tickets. You know, you get the respect, and that's called love. But God teaches us as guys, we need to say those special words. Honey, sweetheart, I love you. You look good. You look fine, you know. My dad used to tell me, you do everything, wine and dine together, you do everything to keep her and more. And guys, that's a little off the subject, I'm sorry, but we need to pray with our wives. We got to get on our knees and pray with them. And that's something that turns them on. That's something that they say, my guy is a godly man. Dan Wright, he wrote in his book on one of his chapters, when I had to sit down with my two boys and tell them I have cancer, and it's stage 4, and I'm going to go through a lot of weird things. My wife and I holding our tears up so we could be strong for them. And all of a sudden, the oldest one broke down. And the first thing he said, are you going to die? Because they know the word cancer means death when they're young. And then after we talked about 20 minutes and we all calmed down, I go, Mijo, both Mijos. I go, what do you want to remember me by if God was to take me home? And my little one, he was like 7 then, and he goes, oh, Dad, remember when you took me to Disneyland? And I was afraid of this ride, but you got on it with me? And I go, remember, Dad, you coached baseball and football with me, and remember we had good times there, and you taught me how to use a bow and arrow? I told Dan many times that broke my heart. Not one time did they ever say, I remember when you used to pray with us. I remember when you used to read devotions with us. I remember going to church all together. It broke my heart. And that changed my life from there on. Because I want them to know me as Dad loved God with all his heart. There's a story in 2 Samuel saying, I want my kids to love the God I love. I want them to. And I remember Dan telling me, wow, Danny, that must have really hurt. It did. But it was, sometimes hurt comes with a price of goodness. Because I paid a price, but God's goodness came out of it. You know, a lot of times people say, you don't have to turn to this, but Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. You know, they say this is a funeral verse, a scripture. Psalm 23, it's for funerals. Because who's your shepherd? The Lord's your shepherd. I shall not want. God will provide my needs. Not at my time, but he will as I seek and pray. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. You know, green pastures, what does it remind you of? Just close your eyes and think of, oh, that beautiful green area. I have pictures that a family went to Colorado or Wyoming, and they send pictures that I would never have seen. I've only been to Crystal Lake, you know, up here in Azusa Canyon. You know, I've been to the camp, of course, Twin Peaks, that's beautiful, but beautiful. And then she shows some buffaloes and all that, you know, and I see cows in Chino. But he gives you that vision of where he's going to lie you in green pasture, calm, soothing. He leads me beside still waters. You know, this is David. As a shepherd, sheep are afraid, very much afraid of noises of anything. You know, you could try to catch a chicken. It's hard to catch, like Rocky. You know, his training is hard to catch. Sheep are hard to catch sometimes, but they're afraid. But they know their shepherd's voice. They smell their shepherd's scent. They know he's a man that's protecting them. Who is our shepherd? Jesus. Do we know him with all our hearts? Do we pray to him, knowing that he is God of all creation? Do we? He restores my soul. He died on the cross for me, that I may be saved. He leads me the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now check this out. I read this over and over to my wife. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And I'll be totally honest. When you're dying, or your wife is dying, or someone you love is dying, you want to hear that. You want to say, God, heal them. Heal my mom. Heal my dad. Heal my brother and sister. I don't want them to go through that. But yet I had to read further. For you are with me. I had to read further. Sometimes I stopped right there. And then I had to read, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Jim and I were talking on the way up here, and this food was great. But Jim was saying, you know, the best meal is going to be in heaven. It's going to be the worst meal on earth. That way, no way, wait. The worst meal in heaven, the best meal in heaven is considered the worst meal on earth. And I go, well, I got to have good food, Jim, over here. This is just a taste, just a little taste of soup plantation in heaven. You know, it's going to be awesome what God's preparing. I had to get my spirits all ready for this, knowing to prepare my wife to go be with Jesus. How do you do that when you love someone for 36 years so much and has your two children? You pray. You trust in your prayers. You pray with your heart like you've never prayed before and say, God, let your will be done. Not the doctor's will. If he's going to heal her, use the doctors to heal my wife, he's going to do it. But it was God's will. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, guys, we have opportunities right now. And I think in 2 weeks I'll be spending a week at U-Turn for Christ just to be alone with the Lord. Pastor Jerry and I are good friends, and I need to get away. And what better place to be at a place far away where I know there's brothers there that will pray for me as well. But guys, it's our prayer life. Where are you with your prayer life today? Some might say, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80, or I'm young still, I got a lot of time left. We don't know. I could be driving home today and Jim and I get a car accident. We're gone. We're with the Lord. Don't worry about me. I'm home. But guys, we got to keep our prayer life on tune for Jesus. And if you don't have a prayer life, start it. Most of you here are married. If it's been a while since you prayed with your wife, you want to turn on? Grab her by the hand. Take her in the room and say, honey, first, forgive me for not praying with you like I should. I'm going to start. And let her know, too, it's going to take me time. But I need to pray. I need to pray. Guys, I didn't lose my wife. She's in a better place. She's in a place where all of us are going to be one day. Through the rapture, through death, we're going to be there one day. Do you want to just skin it and just barely make it? Or do you want to know without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to be there? you need to stand for Jesus. With every head bowed, every eye closed, there might be some here today that are saying, you know, I just got invited. I don't even know about this Jesus, but a friend invited me. I don't know. Maybe all of you are saved. But I'm not going to lose this opportunity to not ask you, do you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because like I said, you can walk out of this building, get in your car and leave, get in a car accident and you're gone. He might give you a few days in the hospital in intensive care or something, I don't know. At the same time, he might say it's time to take you home, or he just might say, I have nothing to do with you. You never wanted me. If you need Jesus today in your heart, just lift your hand where you're at right now. If you don't have Jesus today, this tells me that everyone knows Christ. And if there is some hidden person that doesn't know Christ, you know what? I pray for you one day that you'll come to know Him. If there's any husbands here today that are saying, you know, I need strength in my marriage. Maybe my finances are good, but my marriage is not as strong as I want it to be. As a Christian husband, a father, a godly man, Lord, I need that in my life. Lift your hand right now. I see those hands. Husbands, fathers, grandfathers, friends, I see those hands. Heavenly Father, I ask you for these hands that are up right now. They're men that want to be men of God in their home, Lord. They want to be the leader that you want them to be. And at the same time, Father, they want to weep and cry and pray with their wives, Father. Just as Nehemiah did, and he cried out to you, God, to hear him, to listen. Let them be that godly man that their wives want them to be. And Lord, I ask for their wives, too. Maybe they don't want to say anything, Lord. Maybe they go to their Bible studies and share with the women. But Lord, they want their man to be that man of God. They want their man to guide her and lead them in the directions of being in that holy house. Father, if there's any of these hands that are up that are husbands and fathers, and they need to be a better father. They need to be a more loving and caring father. Not a friend, but a father to their children. I ask you, Lord, to touch their lives right now. Give them the strength. Give them the wisdom and the words to say to their children. And if we have any children that are not walking with the Lord right now, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now where they're at. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch them, Lord. Touch our children, the girls, the guys, our children that are lost to drugs or lost to the world. And maybe they think they're not doing none of that stuff, but they still don't know you, Jesus. Maybe they go to church because they're forced to go to church, but they still don't know you, Jesus. They need to have a relationship with you, God. But let us be the example. Let us be the example. And all these hands that are lifted up, God, we just thank you for them. We ask you now to continue to bless them. And Lord, as we prepare our hearts right now to take communion, Father, that we ask you, Lord, to just let us remember the blood and the body that was shed for all of us. And the usher's going to be passing out some communion right now to each and every one of us. And I'll say right now, when the Corinthian church was in trouble, the church with many problems, we say that the churches have problems because they have people in them. We also say that by taking communion, we're responsible for that. In the actions of we know Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior. So if there's anyone here that feels unworthy of this, don't take it. Don't take it. Because this is nothing to play around with. And this is not going to turn into the blood of Jesus, not going to turn into the body of Christ. It's just an example of our token that we remember Jesus on the cross. And there's many times I've seen people take communion and then all of a sudden they ask their partners or their friends, what is this all about? And they just did it to go along with the flow. We don't want to go along with the flow. We accept communion. For I have received the Lord, that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do it in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup. And when he had suffered, he's saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Paul received us instructions from the Christ regarding supper. Paul received Christ after the crucifixion. Paul was a guy that didn't like Christians. And all of a sudden, Paul said, you know what? If you guys aren't worthy of it, don't take it. But if you are, take it. And let's lift it up right now with every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord, as we lift up this cracker, this token of your body, Lord, and we know it represents, as we think in our minds and our hearts, what you did on the cross for us. Your body was torn and ripped because you loved us. That our sins will be forgiven. And Lord, that you will rise again from the dead and come back soon for us one day. So Lord, as we take this remembrance of you, receive it, Lord. Let's all take it. At the same time, the cup is the New Testament in the blood, and this we do as often as we drink it as well. This is the blood of Jesus. All it is grape juice. But we remember the blood that was shed. He did it for us because he loves us so much. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus. The blood that was shed on the cross. Our sins are wiped away. Cleanse us. No, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's drink in the name of Jesus. Let's just worship the Lord right now. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just worship God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy fire. Burn away. My fire. That is not of you, and you love me. I want more of you, less of me.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand and just lift up your hands. Just praise them. Forgive me, Lord. I want to be a better father. I want to serve you, Jesus. I want to serve you. Oh, God. Holy Spirit, just fall upon me. Oh, yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. still be with you, Jesus.
With you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God.
I won't go with you.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Fill me with you, God.
With you.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Father. You know, I want to make a... Anyone here that's ill today in your personal body, it doesn't have to be the big cancer, diabetes, arthritis. Let's pray. Let's pray like Nehemiah did. Let's pray and say, God, hear us. I'm in pain. And Lord, if there's anyone here that wants to stand for somebody, your wife, your grandmother, your mother, your father, they might be ill today and maybe don't have much time. Let's pray. Let's do it. Let's come forward. Whoever wants to come, let's do it right now. Let's have church. Let's have church. Let's just pray right now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Jesus. Amen. Let's get together, guys. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray. Let's just pray. Just start worshiping. Just start thanking God, guys. Whatever's in your body that's ill, Lord, Father, these men that are standing up right now, trusting you and believing in you, Lord, they're saying something's wrong with me, Lord. Something in my body is not right, Father. Even as we lift up Fernando, Lord, and his diabetes, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we believe, Lord, that you are the creator of this universe. So what is diabetes? It's nothing. And Lord, I ask you to give him that freeness of his diabetes, Lord, that he could one day say, soon, Lord, this is done, my diabetes. For anyone here that might have arthritis in their body that's bothering their bones, Lord Jesus, the achiness and the pain, Father, take it away, Lord. Take it away. Father, for headaches right now, Lord, that people having headaches, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, we cry and ask you to hear us, listen to us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask you right now and praise you and thank you for it, Lord. And let your will be done and the Holy Spirit just walk upon us right now. Father, anyone that has a knee problem or ankles or bones that are hurting, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, touch them right now, Lord. Let us believe without a shadow of a doubt that you are the Son of God. You did say you would rise from the dead, and you did. You did say you're coming back soon, and you're coming, and we believe in that. And Father, let us believe that you could heal the bodies. Anyone standing here for their wives or daughter, grandfathers or grandmothers or mom or dads or family members, lift them up right now to you guys. Lift them up to Jesus right now and say in the name of Jesus, Jesus, touch them. Touch them right now, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, just move right now. Have your way right now. And Jesus, we want more of you and less of me. More of you. More of you, Jesus. We want to believe without a shadow of a doubt. We want to believe, Lord. And sometimes we just don't have the strength or the faith in to know that you are real, God. And we want to. We want to, Lord. Even in those dark moments, in the shadow of death, you are with us. You are with us, Lord. I ask you for each man that's here up here, that's standing to say, I want to be a better husband. I want to not only love my wife, but I want to feed her the Word of God, Lord. I want to feed her and prayer, Lord. I want to be that godly man that she could go around proud saying, my husband loves Jesus. He prays with me. He teaches me the Word. He cleanses me with the Word. Father, be with these men, Lord. Let them be a better father, Lord, to their daughters, their sons. Let them give them the wisdom they need to see the words that they need to hear, God. Let them see Dad is walking with Jesus all the way now. Father, for some, there might be this is the day that you have made for them. This is the day you're going to change them, Lord. This is the day their walk with you is going to be totally different. Let them be servants in the church, Lord. Let them go out of the box that they're stuck in and watching TV or games. And there's nothing wrong with those games or TV, God, but let us be servants first to you, God. And let us thank you every day. Father, if there's any grandmothers, grandfathers right now that are seriously ill, Father, Father, we want your will to be done. Maybe they're suffering so much, Lord. We don't want to see them go, Lord, but we know your will is that no more pain, no more sorrow. Everything's new in heaven, and heaven is beautiful. And we thank you, Lord, that if it is a time for somebody, Lord, that there'll be a peace and a calmness among the family, and they'll know that Jesus is real. So, God, I thank you for this ministry that you've blessed Dan with, Father, and I ask now that you continue blessing him, Lord, to see this monthly happen, that men come stronger to come to you, Lord, and sharpen those edges, Lord. I ask you for his son, too, Lord, that you bring him closer to you every day, Lord. Every day that when he calls his dad, he goes, Dad, one day I'll be running to you, and the prodigal sons will come back, as I pray for my son, too, Lord. And if we have any lost ones of our family, our sons and daughters, or even our wives, for Lord, if they're not walking right with you, bring them close to you. But they need to see dad change. They need to see that change. They need to see Jesus in them all the way. Thank you, Jesus, for this restaurant that provides and continue their business to bless. And we all said, Amen. Amen. Amen.